Welcome to Life in the 614, the official lifestyle and entertainment podcast of the Columbus Dispatch, where we provide a taste of upcoming arts, entertainment, and leisure activities throughout Central Ohio. This is Earl Hopkins, features reporter at the Dispatch.
And on this week's episode, we have Brian Colopy, founder of the Donut and Beer Festival, which will be making its debut in the capital city this Saturday. Brian, appreciate you for hopping on the podcast with me.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. So, Brian, first talk to me about the origins of the Donut and Beer Festival. How did it get its start?
Yeah, 2017, we actually oversee two minor league teams up in Michigan. And, you know, our games in minor league baseball are less about baseball and more about fun, entertainment, food, you name it. So as we've been growing, we said, hey, we, you know, these festivals are pretty cool. We've seen some hosted in our ballparks up here. We could do those, right? Let's try that. And so when we started looking at what we wanted to do, we just didn't want to do a normal beer fest. I mean, you can literally go to your local Applebee's and have 30 different craft beers. So like just a beer fest didn't seem like it made sense. So we want to do our own spin on it. Minor league baseball and sports have been known for having crazy food items and weird, you know, things going on in the ballpark. And for whatever reason, all the ones in our ballpark involved donuts. We had a bear claw burger, which was a 3,000 calorie monstrosity of a food item that fans loved and talked about. And so before you knew it, we were going down the donut path, and it really hit when my wife, we were driving and I think a Bob Marley song came on and she said, "Donut worry, beer happy. That's your slogan and that's your event." And I literally stopped the car and was like, "That's it. It's Donut and Beer Fest. You're totally right." And so before we knew it, started planning it, going from scratch. We literally, my first meeting, I never forget, I walked into and literally had this woman laugh me out of the meeting saying, "Hey, this won't work. You just need to do a traditional beer fest, blah, blah, blah." And so fast forward 5 years later, and we've sold every ticket we've ever had to the event. And it's you know, going around the country, and it's just a really fun, awesome thing we've been able to do.
And so you, a woman, went from laughing at the idea initially when you presented it in a meeting. And so even after that moment, because I wrote in our story that it is palate clashing, right? Like donuts and beer don't typically in most people's mind go together. But despite, you know, the person laughing and despite some of the ridicule you may have received, you still went about doing this festival, and it's been successful like in the year since its origin. So what motivated you to keep going despite those initial, like, you know, skepticism?
Yeah, we just saw the vision of it. We believed in it. Honestly, you make these bets and you think that they'll work. So we kind of got, maybe it was one of those things too, where we already had the horse before the wagon or whatever. We were already down at the path. And so maybe there's a little bit of pride of like, we're going to prove these people wrong too. But we knew this was really cool. As you started talking to these local vendors and local owners of these bakeries, you saw the passion they had in their donuts and how much it means to them and how that their businesses and livelihoods are around this. It's just, you knew there was something there. And so we wanted to, you know, showcase that to the state, to our region. And so as it just kept going, we just knew that there was something special with it. And it does, at first it might clash, but it really does pair really well. The craft beers kind of play off the donuts. And I tell people all the time, I don't know anyone that doesn't like a donut. And if you don't like a donut, maybe I don't trust you totally, but it's just donuts are for kids or for adults or for everybody.
And with you also being a Columbus native and an Ohio University alumni, right? Yep. Like, ultimately, what pushed you to move it from Michigan to Columbus? Was it that hometown connection? And did you always tell yourself you wanted to bring it back to the capital city? Or is it something that just coincidentally happened?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know that when we started doing, because since then, Donut and Beer Fest, we've created the Michigan Mac and Cheese Festival. We have a taco and tequila event. And we've created a couple of these other food fests that have really done well. And so we didn't really realize when we did this that they would be moving. I mean, initially they were just going to be in the same town. And so what we kind of realized early on is that, you know, people these days, there's so many things you can do, and the world's so fast that, you know, festivals, you know, you want a new party every year. It's almost like I've seen that movie already. I know the ending to it. So we wanted to be less like a festival that's there for 30 years in the same city and be more like a circus or the Globetrotters that travel around and pick up and leave and go town to town. So that was the idea that we kind of grew into that. And when that happened, we just, you know, being in Columbus, knowing that stadium, and the minor league stadiums have so many things to offer in terms of facilities, restrooms, sound, setup, decks, everything is there. And, you know, these stadiums need to be used in the offseason as much as they can. So that's why it kind of made sense bring it to Columbus. And before you knew it, you know, we had this all planned out, locked in with the Clippers people. And so here we are a week out, ready to go.
Yes. And so talk about some of the items that you're personally looking forward to, like whether it's a concoction of like a beer flavored donut or a donut flavored beer. Like, what things are you looking forward to personally?
Yeah, I mean, there's some really, in the past, these vendors go all out. They pull out the stops. I've seen, you know, people bringing giant contraptions in terms of like being able to infuse ice cream into a donut, if you can imagine that, and all the things you need to do to make that happen in the middle of a baseball field. So I've seen those things. I've seen Bell's Oberon donut that's themed after Oberon, which is a very, very famous craft beer. So those are just seeing the creativity that these places have. And it's as simple as even like an Eight Sisters Bakery. That's north, I think, near Mount Vernon area in Columbus. Starting a food festival like this, I didn't realize how many donuts I would need to try in my life. Not a bad thing at all, but even as simple as Eight Sisters Bakery that I believe have Amish ties, and the recipe and the ingredients are all, you know, super organic and like, you know, basic and simple, and how amazing those donuts are. So you just wouldn't believe how good some of these things are. And you don't get, you know, you sometimes grow up in a town and that's the only donut shop you get to try. Now to be able to bring those from all over the region, it's just kind of cool to see what creativity and what people bring to the table, you know, on a day like this. And the vendors, they want to win. There's the people that have won in the past now have that on their mantles. They promote it on their social media sites that they've, you know, been a fan favorite at Donut and Beer Fest. It's impacted their business. So I, you know, again, it goes back to these are great people that love their donuts, and there's some passion into it. They're not just making, you know, the basic glazed donut here. I mean, those can still be good, but it's cool to see them bring that to on a big day.
Absolutely. And so for those that are listening to this episode and, you know, their mouth has begun to water and they're just like anticipating some of the items that you mentioned, where should they go and how should they grab like a last minute ticket before Saturday?
Yeah, everything's really online on our website, donutandbeerfest.com. There's some tickets still available. We have a couple options. One that'll get you in VIP hour, gets you in 2 hours early. GA tickets get in at 2 o'clock. Still 2 to 7. There's plenty of time to have fun. There's a lot of other things going on at the event besides donuts and beer. There's games, Homer Simpson dunk tank, all sorts of crazy stuff. So it'll be a fun event. And then, you know, some people might not have seen, you know, a Huntington Park that's typically been a baseball stadium now, obviously, and now it turns into a festival site. So it's kind of cool to see that. So yeah, donutandbeerfest.com is where you can get your tickets and enjoy the event.
And what do each ticket, like, what does it include? Because I know they come with, like, you can sample certain things, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. All the tickets have, it's kind of, we sort of view it like an all-inclusive resort. We want you to get your ticket and not be reaching into your wallet for other things. You got, you know, 7 beer samples, 10 donut samples, all the games and music and everything's free. So it's kind of an all-inclusive thing. You also get a little mini mason jar, a glass mason jar to use with your samples. They're really, really cool collector's item people like. And then we try to think of it all. We have what we call a cup of dough, which is literally a lanyard necklace that you put around your neck, attaches to a cup so you can grab your samples, put them in your cup, walk around the event, still have your beer, cider, or non-alcoholic drink, and still have a hand free to take photos and have fun. So yeah, we try to think of it all. Even VIP people get a free Donut Worry Beer Happy hat, which is pretty fun, cool hat people really love. So yeah, there's a lot. It's a one-stop shop.
For sure. And before you go, I want to ask you this too. You mentioned you want to turn this event into something like circus, like, or the Harlem Globetrotters and things like that. What are your expectations for this festival going forward? You know, upon you all having a successful trip to Columbus, do you see it going across the country or even international one day?
Yeah, international is crazy. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, we started in Kalamazoo. It's traveled to Bismarck, North Dakota, to Grand Rapids, Michigan, now Columbus. So I see it continuing to go and travel and maybe multiple events. Right now, it's kind of a once a year, it's the only chance to get to see this. So the Clippers have been fantastic to work with. It's a great organization. The stadium's amazing. I love Columbus near and dear. So I could see us doing different events and more events there, and even initially talking about some ideas and fun things we can bring to Columbus in the future, even outside of Donut and Beer. So I don't think this is the last show. Hopefully you'll hear of us around that area. So it should be a lot of fun.
Love to hear it. All right, Brian, well, thank you again for taking the time to talk to us about the Donut and Beer Festival. And I know, like myself, so many are looking forward to it. So appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Earl. I love it, man. Excited to see you this weekend.
Absolutely. I'll actually be out of town, but...
You got to cancel your plans. Cancel those plans.
But I'll hopefully see you all soon and attend next year's one. So, all right, Brian. Well, have a nice day, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Earl. See you, man. Right.